Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook BetUS.com is back for our 29th year of football action.
With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the table. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS and get into the action. BetUS, where the game begins.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. A big shout out to everybody locked in all over North America. If you missed a minute of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, every single weeknight. And you can always tune in any time of the day. You can listen to CBS Sports Radio all day anywhere on the free Odyssey app. So make sure you go ahead and pick that up in your app store if you don't have it. We got a lot of folks listening on our many hundreds of CBS Sports Radio stations and affiliates across the country. We got folks locked in on SiriusXM channel 158 and even listening on smart speakers. We've gone through the gamut tonight, folks. We really have. We talked about Kevin Durant introducing himself to the fans in Phoenix. We talked about Tiger Woods participating in the first real competitive golf since the summertime. It's about 7 months since he attempted to give it a go, and now he's at the Genesis Invitational. And who knows? Maybe Tiger Woods will be in the news tomorrow for some other reasons as he tried to pass off a feminine hygiene product as a joke on the course. Let's see what happens. The Boston Celtics decided to name Joe Mazzulla their full-time head coach. No more Ime Udoka. He's now pretty much free to sign elsewhere. And I believe that there will be some suitors. And then right before we went to break, we also talked about Justin Fields, who sat down on Pardon My Take from Barstool Sports, and Justin Fields proceeded to tell them how difficult it is to play in the cold weather of Chicago and that he would prefer to play inside because the cold weather slows him down, his hands get frozen. And I'm just like, well, damn, bro, stop. Stop while you're ahead. They didn't even ask him how difficult it is. The first and main question was, hey, you're the one dishing out the punishment in the cold weather. And he pretty much went in the direction of how tough it is to play. And so if you want to talk to us here, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of us. We are on social media everywhere. That is at JR Sport Brief. And Shep, you are the Good Shepherd underscore, right?
On social media, yeah. Some people don't always call me good, but at least on social media, I am the Good Shepherd underscore. Correct, JR.
You are the Good Shepherd.
Thank you, sir.
Not the bad shepherd, but the good one.
Thank you, sir. And I'm fine under any conditions, unlike other prima donnas in their mid-20s.
Who's a prima donna in their mid-20s?
Well, the individual that has been, rightfully so, has been taking a lot of criticism from you and your fan base. I mean, I understand where he's coming from, but again, you can't make those comments as the face of your franchise.
Oh, you're talking about Justin Fields?
Yes, sir.
Let's hear the comments again. Go ahead.
Something to be said, I think, about like your physical running style. You're a big dude. You're strong. Playing in that type of weather, You inflict more pain on them than they do on you.
Thing is about that weather is like when it's that cold, you have to bundle up, like put a bunch of layers on and stuff like that. And your body's cold, so you're not warmed up. So I feel like way slower in that cold weather. So it's tough. Ooh. But yeah, I mean, you know, you of course want to try to stay warm on the sideline and stuff like that. But I mean, it's hard to stay warm in that weather. Warm-ups and stuff like that, your hands freezing up, so it's tough.
We're going to clip that and just send it to anyone who says that we shouldn't move to Arlington Heights.
I hope we just get a dome. I don't care if we're at Soldier Field. I don't care if we're in Arlington Heights. I hope we get a dome on that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
He volunteered that. He volunteered it. They didn't ask him about how tough it was playing in the cold. They didn't ask his opinion. They basically commended him. and said it should be easier for you to go out there and whoop ass in the cold. And he voluntarily told them how difficult it was. I hope someone spoke to him after and said, man, you ain't doing yourself no favors. We got a lot of callers here with callers. I must be in the Midwest, too. We got a lot of callers here with many opinions. Let's try to get on as many as possible. And then I do want to talk about Tim McCarver. He passed away. This is Michael Jordan's birthday. We're going to talk more about MJ late on Friday night. Michael Jordan turning 60. I want to have a conversation about the Boston Celtics and Ime Udoka. And so let's try to get on as many people as possible. No need to ask me how I'm doing. I'm amazing. No need to say hello, hello, JR. Just say hi and let me know what you think. Claire is here from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Claire.
Good evening. I'm calling from Arlington Heights, Illinois. The proposal is a 9 to 10 year proposal out. So Fields won't even be in Chicago at that point. So he doesn't have to worry.
Well, that's it, Claire. Nothing else?
No
comments on what he said? No thoughts on what he said?
He's immature. He's like, what, 22? He's immature. He doesn't think before he speaks. So give him another 3-4 years and then trade him.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Claire, for calling from Illinois. He's about to be 24 in a few weeks. 855-212-4CBS. Bobby calling from New Hampshire.
What's up, Jared? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Hey, so originally I was going to talk about people saying Mahomes being the next GOAT and thinking that term is being...
Well, let's save some time here, Bobby. I haven't heard anyone say he is the next GOAT. Let him play for another 5 years, and then we can talk about that. What's on your mind right now instead?
Well, that one I have heard quite a bit, but I'll go back to Justin Fields in terms of not liking the conditions there and just equating it to a Boston standpoint here. I remember a quote from Larry Bird when they were talking about the opposing people being in the garden, saying that the heat was cranked up. And Larry Bird's comment was, yeah, we got to play in there too. So it's all relevant, man. Like, I'm with you on the Justin Fields thing. I don't get I don't get his qualm on the weather thing. Yeah, we know it's cold in Chicago. That's what you sign up for, man. Play. Get it done, you know?
Okay. Thank you, Bobby, for calling from New Hampshire. Troy's calling from Sacramento. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy birthday, MJ. Anyway, Fields, he needs to quit it with that. Everybody knows that that's one of the elements you got to figure out. I think he's been thinking about this ever since the start of the season. The boy's hearing footsteps when he has facial hair, ice on his facial hair. I'm handing out tampons. He's getting one of them. I'm out.
Thank you, Troy. How kind of you. Paul is calling from Rhode Island.
JR, what is it, buddy? Thank you. Chef Marco, listen, did it get to this young man's ears that they're going to be hunting down a quarterback and he does not want to be another Jordan Love waiting 2-3 years? Then what? I'll take the guy. He kicked the Patriots' butt, let me tell you. And that's the deal that's going on, is a running quarterback. But I'm going to say this. He is a good quarterback. But
he is. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to want to move from Chicago to New England. Dave is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, JR, check this out. Me and the missus, we're both in the military. We trained in the cold weather. His cold weather is nothing compared to living in Alaska and upstate New York where they get lake effect snow. We trained in the cold weather. We know how to prep for the cold weather. And on the cold weather that's in Chicago, that's a warm day to us where we could chop the hole in the ice and go swimming. If football is an all-weather sport, if you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen. If you can't take the cold, don't stay on the bench. I grew up in Philadelphia. We played tackle football in the snow, and that was fun. Now, if you can't play tackle football in the snow, you don't need to be playing football, period. Cold weather is good weather. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. If you don't want to play, sit on the bench.
Okay. Dave calling from Alabama. I don't agree with that first part, man. It gets cold. There's different types of cold. I've been in Alaska, and you got plenty of snow and moisture. There's plenty of water. There's different types of cold. And I'm not trying to split hairs here. I'm not going to have a conversation and take calls on, oh, what area is cold? Cold is cold. Chicago can be unforgiving. And to add a little bit more to the comments made by Justin Fields, he also talked about the wind. And so whether it is a dry, bone-chilling cold or whether it is a moisture-type cold, cold is cold. And then when you get that wind whipping around, it don't make things any easier. Ezra's calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? You know what I think Justin Fields and his camp are doing? I think they're pushing along the narrative that they heard out of Chicago, talking about Chicago getting rid of Justin Fields, keeping their number one, getting Bryce Young, and getting picks for Justin Fields. I'm a dude on my couch, and I heard that rumor. So I'm pretty sure when Justin and his peoples heard that, he said, you know what? Well, I'm going to play ball because I kind of want to get out of here, you know. And not for nothing, but it's kind of cold in Ohio State too. So it's kind of lame for him to use that. And I think he's just ready to get out of Chicago.
Yeah, no, it's reasonable, Ezra. Thank you for calling from Atlanta. It is reasonable that he mentioned that. But just if you think about the course of conversation, it's odd that they gave him a chance to big himself up and at least compliment him. And he looked at a downside. And this is just in a normal flow of the conversation. Does he want to be in Chicago? I don't know. If you think about the comments that he just said, it certainly doesn't seem like it. He'd probably be happy elsewhere, further down south. But it is a reality. It's no guarantee. There are no guarantees that he's going to be the best quarterback for the next year, couple of months, 2 years. There's nothing solid here. Chuck is calling from Miami.
What they do, JR? I love the show, first of all. But the man told the truth. What's wrong with telling the truth? It's cold. This don't fit me. This my style or whatever he got to say. I'd rather somebody tell me the truth than lie to me. The man just told you, hey, man, my hands get cold. I need to do this. I need to do that. What's wrong with that? I'm saying that people don't like the truth. What's wrong with that?
He wasn't asked anything, so he wasn't given an option to tell the truth or to lie. He was asked for his comment on his style and how his style would benefit him in the cold weather. He took the chance and the opportunity to, yes, be honest and tell the truth.
That's right.
But he went in a direction that was unnecessary. He was basically...
What direction if it was a 1-2? If he's a man and he's going to tell the truth.
No, Chuck.
There's no direction of going Chuck.
No,
this
no,
way,
it is.
That way,
Chuck,
bro.
Chuck, he was complimented by the hosts who said, your style of play is a benefit to you in the cold weather. He went the direction of saying, well, no, the cold weather is actually a detriment to my game. And that's the first part to answer you. The second larger part of what I don't think you understand. This is sports. It's a business. One of our last callers, Ezra, who called from Atlanta, made an excellent point in saying, well, yeah, he might be trying to massage his way out of the damn place, which is a possibility. But one part about being a professional athlete that everybody has to learn. And that's why you have younger players who over the course of time, they either A, become hardened, or they learn how to articulate themselves, or they learn the art of saying nothing. Because the more that you go ahead and give to the media, the more that you speak, the less that you know how to communicate, the more difficult your life will be. And so it's not so much about, oh, he told the truth. Yeah, he told the truth. He didn't need to voluntarily share that. It was unnecessary. He opened himself up to criticism. There are PR departments on the teams. These players, and this wasn't the setting of a game. This wasn't a post-game press conference. This wasn't after a game where he fumbled three or four times. This was a casual setting of which I am 1,000,000% certain, maybe not 1,000,000, but very certain, there wasn't a Bear staffer there. None. These guys get prepped as to what questions will come their way, how they should respond to the questions, and how they should probably maybe just not say anything to make everybody's life a little bit easier. Because you do have some media that will go out there and they'll try to prod and they'll try to irritate. They'll try to get things out of you. You have guys who will take the Russell Westbrook approach where they will be abrasive with the media. And in turn, the media will be abrasive back. And then you have the approach of someone like Derek Jeter for all of his lifestyles and or not lifestyles, but for how he lived and his lifestyle. He never gave anything. Nothing. Zero. And in turn, he made his life easier. That's why we have people who get paid thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some people get paid millions of dollars in communication. He didn't do himself any favors unless he genuinely wants to start forcing his hand to leave. And if he did, I think there would be a few more extreme measures in that case. It just doesn't look or sound good at all. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Indianapolis and talk to Ike. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I heard the whole interview and you just talking about part of it. They were talking about a new stadium and what would he prefer, a roof or an open stadium? That's what the question was. And I don't have no problem with his answer. He was talking about how cold it is up there in Chicago, and if he had his preference, he'd want a roof on this new stadium, no matter where they build it. That's what he said, and I don't have no problem with it.
Well, that's certainly fine. Obviously, we cannot play the whole interview here, and we lent context to everything that you just said last hour. Whether or not it's the whole interview or whether or not it's that one point or section, you still have to be very careful with your words and how you use them. You may not have a problem with it, and that's fine. Me personally, I don't care. But if I'm a Bears fan or if I'm taking the approach of a quarterback or someone working with him, he didn't make his life any easier by making those comments.
Well, I'll tell you this. I live in Indianapolis, and we've had a dome stadium the whole time, the old one and the new one, and I'm glad we got a roof and we stay warm in ours, because I sure wouldn't want to be sitting outside in the cold in the wintertime.
I don't blame you. But we have people all over the country who don't care. Ask the fans in Buffalo. We got folks who just don't care. Ask some of the college football fans who out in Nebraska. We got people who will bundle up, and they try to use it as an advantage. 855-212-4CBS. Daniel's here from Chicago.
Hey, this is I don't think he knows what he's talking about. So that's what he's saying. Not for long in Chicago, because what he said, he's going to be packing his stuff back to where we came from.
Are you ready for him to leave? Do you like Fields as your quarterback in Chicago, or are you tired of
him? Well, it looks like the way he's talking now, I don't like him no more. Why is he going to be talking about like that? He doesn't supposed to be talking like that. This is Chicago. You're getting paid for it. You got to do what you're supposed to. Just win. Don't worry about the weather. Play football. That's what you signed me for. If he doesn't want to play football in Chicago, then he can go back to Miami.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's not good. Because I've been waiting for him.
He's from here in Georgia, but I understand. Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate you. It's tough, folks. 855-212-4CBS. Will is calling from Green Bay. Another cold last place. Go ahead, Will.
How you doing tonight?
Very well.
Well, Brett Favre in the prime of his career. Every single year, he sat at a table and would talk about how much he hated the cold. every year. But the guy showed up and balled out. So I get what Fields is saying. I really can't lambast the guy because I heard and watched Favre say it every single year. You have a great evening.
I can also thank you, Will, for calling from Green Bay. I'd love to go find that. I can certainly easily go find Brett Favre saying, "It's Cole, what you going to do about it?" And it's one thing to have success and people know you have that success. It's another thing to be Justin Fields and not have any. And it's not all his fault, obviously. This is a team in a rebuild. He needs to improve. He needs assets and weapons around him to improve. What he just said was real loud because he ain't done nothing yet. Nothing. Kevin is here from Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm just calling to say, like, you know, I love listening to you, JR. It's a pleasure to be on the radio. All I want to say is that, you know, Josh Allen plays in cold weather all of the time, and he never gives the media anything to deal with in regards to cold weather or anything like that. You know?
Yeah, I would say most QBs, most players don't at all. They don't. I've seen Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith, there's a famous clip of Devontae Smith talking about, "Oh man, it's cold. I need to go outside. I'm not built for this. I'm not here for the cold weather." Well, now he's playing in Philly. He's from Louisiana. He's not the quarterback. He's not the leader. As long as he goes out there and catch the ball, nobody cares. It's about setting a precedent and letting people know what's going on between your mind. He's well within his right to say whatever he wants. You just have to understand the implications of it. Unless he starts to go out there and ball out regardless of the weather, I'm sure this is something that'll get picked up and thrown in his face. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of a leader, it's official. The Boston Celtics have one, and the old one, Ime Udoka, is gone. I'll talk to you about it on the other side on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Mike is calling from Harrisburg in PA. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
No, you're Mike, man. I'm JR.
Man, that's a bad start to a call. Let me see if I can fix this.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Been talking about Justin Fields. He's been upset. Well, he's not upset. He had an opportunity to big himself up in playing in the cold weather of Chicago, and he took the opportunity to talk about the difficulties of playing there. And it's just like, well, damn, bro, just keep that to yourself, even if it's not a competitive advantage for the opposition. Man, you set yourself up when you talk about the difficulties of you playing. It's not necessary. People will feast on that. It doesn't make your life any easier. Ain't nothing wrong with him being honest. There's nothing wrong with him, quote unquote, telling the truth. But for his profession, for his position, he sets himself up for criticism. But let's see if it comes back to bite him in the ass. It's a tough thing to lead. 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of being tough to lead, Ime Udoka found it out the hard way. This is the same man who led the Boston Celtics to a championship, or at least, excuse me, the finals in his first full season. And then before he moved on to the second one, it was revealed that he had a relationship with a staffer, ended up losing Nia Long, his longtime partner and fiance, of which he also has a child with. And the Boston Celtics put him in cobwebs, and they told Joe Mazzulla, "Hey, you're up next. You're going to be the head coach." And so Ime Udoka was just there on the sidelines for a while. It was rumored that he would lead the Brooklyn Nets. It seems that that got shot down by the NBA, especially with all the negative attention Ime Udoka brought to the league and the franchise, the Celtics. And it wasn't up until yesterday that the Celtics made it official. Joe Mazzulla is now the head coach of the Boston Celtics, and Ime Udoka is pretty much now free to go elsewhere. We're going to have to wait for an entire offseason or until the offseason before we see what takes place with Ime Udoka. But for right now, Joe Mazzulla is the man. Celtics owner Wick Grousback, he talked about it.
It's just been a real pleasure to see Joe work as interim head coach and see how the team has come together and supported him. And they've all, you know, teamed up together to now have the best record in the league. We're a team that's playing very well and is clearly very well coached. They're motivated, and he's getting production from 8, 9, 10 guys a game. You know, serious production. Our second unit is almost as strong in sometimes as the first. And that part of that's the guys, but part of that's the system and the coaching. Joe has really stepped up. We needed him. It was a battlefield promotion just a few days before training camp. But we had high hopes for Joe. And today is a day where we're reflecting on success so far and hoping to, you know, make more happen.
Yeah, the Celtics are 42-17. They're hoping to get healthy sooner than later. It may not be until an offseason. You have Tatum, who's been dealing with a wrist injury all year long. Might have to have a procedure done at the end of the season. You have Jaylen Brown, who just got a broken face from Jason Tatum. You never know what's going to happen with the Celtics. Marcus Smart has been out for some time, but they're still 42-17, and we know that they should be one of the top contending teams in the East. Now, when it comes to Ime Udoka, for my friends living here with me in Atlanta, Georgia, the Hawks look like a complete disaster. I would be shocked if Nate McMillan stays on, especially if they continue at the rate of which they're playing now, which is like absolute garbage. There's going to be a team that's going to offer Ime Udoka a contract. I mean, you can look at his personal business, and sleeping with a coworker is a subordinate is one surefire way to get the boot. Somebody's going to give him another chance, another opportunity. Especially how he was able to pull together the Boston Celtics last year, turning them into one of the top defensive teams in the league, especially after a slow start. They got all the talent in the world. They just needed someone to pull it all together. Ime Udoka's going to get a job. Somebody's going to give it to him. Hey, Shep, how long do you think it takes before Ime has a new job?
Not long at all. And I think he's been punished more than he should have, if I'm being totally honest. What he did was wrong. Transgressions, no one's going to endorse that on the show, JR. But at the same time, I've never heard of someone getting suspended for a year, being at the top of your respected profession in an entertainment industry, which he is, and having to sit out for a whole year.
I don't think there was a hard line on let's suspend him for a year.
There was an understanding, I think, that a lot of team majority governors or owners had, and the Celtics did not do. I understand that they need to protect their employees, and rightfully so, but they did not do right by Ime Udoka for one second. Who did right by them, at least on the court?
Well, this is a whole lot more than what takes place on the court. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gotten a boot. The Celtics had the option of just letting him go. That's the one thing that could have taken place. But as you said, part of the punishment was to hold on to him so another team wouldn't grab him. And it extended past that. I don't think there was an understanding. The Brooklyn Nets were the team that could have grabbed him. But for all of the mess and nonsense that the Brooklyn Nets were already going through, all of the issues with Ime Udoka and the negative publicity were already there, it would have just been a terrible, terrible look for the NBA, for the Nets, for the Celtics, to just slide him on over after everything that took place. It would have just been an awful look. And so I don't think he's been, quote-unquote, over-punished. I don't think it's the worst thing that he's away for a year, of which he also still got paid, although at a reduced rate. But this is something that he brought along to himself. I don't care if you're in basketball or if you're in the back office, and this is what people do. People sleep together. People sleep around. Or people cheat. It happens. There got to be some type of ramifications. He slept with a staffer, and he got a whooping for it. And so now, unfortunately, he's paying a price. But I agree with you. Now that we're a year removed, now that some of the quote-unquote heat is off, Ime Udoka is going to get a job. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was right here in Atlanta. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. I do want to talk to you about the passing of Tim McCarver.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener. I'm loving the show. Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to you. And I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. We're moving into NBA All-Star Weekend. The Clippers beat the Suns tonight 116-107. You know, the game before that, the Chicago Bulls hosted the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Bulls still lost 112-100. Giannis went down with a wrist injury. I heard Joel Embiid last night talking about how the doctors suggest that he needs to stay off of his feet. There's Zion Williamson. I can't believe I asked yesterday, at what point, how long do we have to wait? I'm not insinuating that it's right now, because it's not. How much longer do we have to wait until Zion is a bust? Is it the conclusion of his contract? Is it two more years? This man has played half the season. And then when he comes back, they're like, oh, it's his hamstring. Shep, how much longer I got to wait? 2 years?
You can say
a year?
You can say his injuries have been overwhelmingly disappointing. And we kind of saw this at Duke, by the way. But to say that that kid is a bust, given the level of efficiency we have seen from him at such a young age in the NBA, I think that's a little harsh, JR.
It doesn't matter if you don't play. That's why I said now isn't appropriate.
Right.
How much longer do we have to wait? If he continues with these injury issues, it doesn't matter what his level of talent is. If he can't play and you're on a $200 million contract, you a bust, man. Come on.
But JR, but to that point, like Anthony Bennett, that's a bust. Michael Olowokandi, that's a bust. Those guys were number one overall picks, and there were at least 10, 15 guys in their own draft class that were better basketball players. With Zion, you know, when he's healthy, and you said this, JR, he is one of the best players in the entire league. He just can't stay healthy, but it doesn't mean he's a bust, but it does make him a disappointment.
No. Ooh, well, I'm disappointment, bust. If you can't show up to work and do your job, if you at minimum cannot play, I don't care what your talent level is. Anthony Bennett could be a bum. You didn't live up to the expectations. That's what I'll call a bust. I don't care what his talent level is. If he can't show up to work and we have to deal with this from him for another year or two, bust. Draft, bust. Number one, bust. He didn't play. Who cares what his level of talent is?
You're tough.
You're damn right I'm tough. We start splitting hairs. Disappointment, bust. What category do we want to put him in? I know the one that he doesn't do, the one that plays.
I mean, I know Bill Walton won a championship early on, and I know he won another title in 86 with the Celtics, but Bill
Walton had a career where he contributed and played. I'm not talking about guys who were unfortunately injury-riddled and busted up. He had busted feet, okay? Zion. From the minute he has gotten into the league, you mentioned even at Duke, the dude burst out of his damn shoes. From that point, Here's the thing with Zion. Electric. I don't think the man has played consistently since he was putting together dunk videos in high school on TikTok, on Instagram. Like, that's where Zion's hype came from. It was from social media. He hurt at Duke. He was hurt on his way into the NBA. He's been hurt. He's been overweight. Who cares what his talent level is if he can't play, if he's not available? The greatest attribute anybody can have is availability. And I don't care if you're playing professional sports or if you're working your ass off like many of our listeners. Like, the first step to any job, any career, earning your check is to show up. We got a lot of people who just show up and they get a check. They just get money for being there. We got people who are extremely talented, don't max out. We got people who don't have no talent and barely get by just because they showed up. And I love Zion, the basketball player. I enjoy watching him. I love New Orleans. Man, I would be down there quite frequently to see him play and then maybe have some food as well. He don't play. Like, it's embarrassing when you walk outside of Smoothie King Arena and right across the street at the parking lot is a block, a whole block wide, just photo, mural, Nike style, LeBron James-esque of Zion. And it's like, where is he? On the bench yucking it up? This man was made fun of in his own damn city. They made a float talking about how much Zion needs to lay off the food. It's terrible. It has all the makings. One of the reasons that it's so disappointing, or for me, it could be bust level in a few years if he doesn't play consistently, is because of the hype. I can't even say lose weight. Because if he lose weight, is he going to be the same type of player? This man goes to the basket ridiculously for his size. But is it a detriment? It's a shame. It really is. Speaking of a shame, we learned today that Tim McCarver passed away. If you're like me, Tim McCarver stopped playing, but right before I was born, but he was a two-time champion. He spent almost 20 years just about in the big leagues. And I remember Tim McCarver as one of the premier voices in baseball, calling World Series, not just stopping at World Series, calling games for the Mets and the Yankees, the Giants, the St. Louis. He was all over the damn place. And one of his calls I remember is painful. This was Tim McCarver in the World Series, the New York Yankees, the Arizona Diamondbacks, 2001. He basically predicted Mariano Rivera giving up that single to Luis Gonzalez. Listen to this on Fox.
The one problem is Rivera throws inside to left-handers, and left-handers get a lot of broken bat hits in the shallow outfield, the shallow part of the outfield. That's the danger in bringing the infield in with a guy like Rivera on the mound.
Just as Tim McCarver said. And Tim McCarver, he wasn't overbearing as an announcer. He was real relaxed. It was like you were watching a game with your next door neighbor who played. I mean, there were some people who felt that he was over analytical. He could really go out there and try to explain some things. Deion Sanders certainly wasn't a fan of him. Tim McCarver saying, man, what the hell you out here playing two sports for? He threw some water on him during one of their celebrations. He wasn't a fan of that. But Tim McCarver was just real chill, real relaxed. I enjoyed listening to him with Joe Buck, a younger Joe Buck. I remember Tim McCarver even talking about Pablo Sandoval a few years ago. We know how fat Pablo Sandoval was. Tim McCarver even had some jokes about his weight. Listen to this on Fox.
And the Giants sticking with him all those years, too. That was huge.
Never seemed right when he signed
with the Boston Red Sox.
No, it really didn't.
You mentioned the weight issue. At one point, he was about 280 pounds, and the Giants stuck with him through those types of things.
Thick and thin, literally.
Yeah, he was always good for some one-liners and some quips. So Tim McCarver passing away at the age of 81 years old was a lot of fun to listen to. Just, I would say, from the 80s into the 90s, retiring, slowing down a little more than a decade ago. But rest in peace to Tim McCarver. He was fun. Hashep, did you enjoy listening to Tim McCarver?
Yeah, he was great. That clip that you talk about with Deion Sanders is probably one of the funniest sports clips in the history of professional baseball. Yeah, you're a real man, Deion. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. Yeah, Deion, I wonder how Deion feels about that in his older years now. True. It was rather immature to just say, well, I didn't like what he said, so let me just toss water on him. But all things considered, hey, I'm sure Mr. McCarver learned his lesson there, and I'm sure Deion did too. Rest in peace to Tim McCarver. Always fun to listen to the All-Star games, the World Series, the regular season games. He was a broadcaster that I really enjoyed. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We're going to talk about Michael Jordan. He turns 60 years old today. Speaking of baseball, we're going to have a New York Yankees legend, a four-time World Series champ with us tomorrow. Bernie Williams is going to be here with us. We'll talk about the NBA All-Star Weekend. We got a lot to do. And we'll see if Tiger Woods gets in trouble for his little feminine hygiene product joke. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move here on CBS. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next.